5. Social aspects of religion. While religion is exclusively a personal spiritual experience, knowing God as a father, the corollary of this experience, knowing man as a brother, entails the adjustment of the self to other selves, and that involves the social or group aspect of religious life. Religion is first an inner or personal adjustment, and then it becomes a matter of social service or group adjustment. The fact of man's gregariousness perforce determines that religious groups will come into existence. What happens to these religious groups depends very much on intelligent leadership. In primitive society, the religious group is not always very different from economic or political groups. Religion has always been a conservator of morals and a stabilizer of society. And this is still true, notwithstanding the contrary teaching of many modern socialists and humanists. Always keep in mind, true religion is to know God as your father and man as your brother. Religion is not a slavish belief in threats of punishment or magical promises of future mystical rewards. The religion of Jesus is the most dynamic influence ever to activate the human race. Jesus shattered tradition, destroyed dogma, and called mankind to the achievement of its highest ideals in time and eternity, to be perfect, even as the Father in heaven is perfect. Religion has little chance to function until the religious group becomes separated from all other groups, the social association of the spiritual membership of the kingdom of heaven. The doctrine of the total depravity of man destroyed much of the potential of religion for effecting social repercussions of an uplifting nature and of an inspirational value. Jesus sought to restore man's dignity when he declared that all men are the children of God. Any religious belief which is effective in spiritualizing the believer is certain to have powerful repercussions in the social life of such a religionist. Religious experience unfailingly yields the fruits of the Spirit in the daily life of the Spirit-led mortal. Just as certainly as men share their religious beliefs, they create a religious group of some sort, which eventually creates common goals. Someday religionists will get together and actually effect cooperation on the basis of unity of ideals and purposes, rather than attempting to do so on the basis of psychological opinions and theological beliefs. Goals, rather than creeds, should unify religionists. Since true religion is a matter of personal spiritual experience, it is inevitable that each individual religionist must have his own and personal interpretation of the realization of that spiritual experience. Let the term faith stand for the individual's relation to God rather than for the creedal formulation of what some group of mortals have been able to agree upon as a common religious attitude. Have you faith? Then have it to yourself. That faith is concerned only with the grasp of ideal values is shown by the New Testament definition, which declares that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Primitive man made little effort to put his religious convictions into words. His religion was danced out rather than thought out. Modern men have thought out many creeds and created many tests of religious faith. Future religionists must live out their religion, dedicate themselves to the wholehearted service of the brotherhood of man. It is high time that man had a religious experience so personal and so sublime that it could be realized and expressed only by feelings that lie too deep for words. Jesus did not require of his followers that they should periodically assemble and recite a form of words indicative of their common beliefs. He only ordained that they should gather together to actually do something, partake of the communal supper of the remembrance of his bestowal life on Urantia. What a mistake for Christians to make when, in presenting Christ as the supreme ideal of spiritual leadership, they dare to require God-conscious men and women to reject the historic leadership of the God-knowing men who have contributed to their particular national or racial illumination during past ages.